With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Well, it's going to be a bit messy on the roads later on. The first winter storm of the season is expected today. There's a special weather statement for much of southwestern Ontario right now, up to 5 centimeters of snow and then as much as 30 millimeters of rain. The city of Windsor is getting ready. Plowing starts once we get 5 centimeters of snow on the ground and main roads are the priority. Just a reminder, it is up to property owners to make sure sidewalks are clear. A 35-year-old man faces charges after a 15-year-old girl was held against her will for 4 days and sexually assaulted. That was at a home on Glengarry Avenue. She eventually escaped and was treated for non-life-threatening injuries at the hospital. Alexander Chapman Firth faces a list of charges, including sexual assault, assault by choking, and forcible confinement, but those charges have not been proven in court. Federal officials will meet with representatives from Honda this week to talk about maybe locating an electric vehicle factory in Canada. The Globe and Mail says at over $18 billion, it would be a bigger investment than either Volkswagen's plant in St. Thomas or the Nexstar plant with Stellantis LGES here in Windsor. The Prime Minister says his government might list the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as a terrorist group if it's done responsibly. The feds have been reluctant because many of the members are conscripts. CTV News says Justin Trudeau made his comments yesterday at a memorial for the victims of Ukraine International Airlines Flight 752 4 years ago. 55 Canadians were on that flight when it was shot down just after taking off from Tehran, including members of the University of Windsor community. United Airlines found loose bolts on a number of 737 MAX 9 aircraft. The aircraft has been grounded after a panel flew off an Alaskan Airlines flight over the weekend. Reuters says inspections started on Saturday and could take several days. Health Canada says it'll take fast action to safeguard Canada's drug supply after a U.S. ruling allowed Florida to import drugs from here. Residents in the U.S. face higher prices for medication for things like asthma, diabetes, and HIV, and a number of states are hoping to do the same. Global News says the feds passed an interim order in 2020 restricting drug imports. And a blast in Fort Worth, Texas, littered the downtown with debris when a historic hotel blew up. The Associated Press says 21 people were hurt. The Sandman Signature Fort Worth Downtown Hotel was built in 1920. The Michigan Wolverines are the national college football champions. They beat Washington 34-31, 8-1 for the U.S. against the Swiss at the Under-18 Women's World Hockey Championships. Canada plays Finland later today. And the Spitfires traded a defenseman, a goalie, and a forward yesterday. Roberto Mancini is going to Flint, and Ian Micheloni and Jacob Mallett to Ottawa. Snow on the way, turning into rain later on this morning, and windy today. We'll get up to 4. Showers tonight, turning back into flurries overnight, windy and down to 1, and flurries 3 tomorrow. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.